Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Something's been really bothering me for the past few days. While we're all talking about how the young workforce is struggling because of work, we're not really thinking about the elderly who are being fired. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to disregard the problems young people are facing. But just for a moment, think about someone, say someone who is 58, is probably going to retire in the next few years, and suddenly one day gets a text from his millennial boss that their services are not needed. What are they going to do then? It's no secret that employers are looking for younger people who can work longer hours and on less salary. Imagine explaining right now to a potential employer that your 30 or 40 years of work experience will be a good value add to the company. I'm not sure if they will consider. So what options are the elderly left with then? This is what I'm going to explore in today's episode. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint. And welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. During the nationwide lockdown, 65% of Indians in the 60 to 80 age group lost their jobs. Of this, 61% were in rural areas and 39% in urban India. These findings by HelpAge India reflect the many problems in society. For starters, most of us don't see the elderly as a working population. To understand more about the problems the elderly professionals are facing right now, I spoke to Rohit Prasad, the Chief Operating Officer of HelpAge India.
We need to recognize that the elderly are facing a triple struggle right now: high health risk, loss in income, and social isolation. Many elderly are forced to work just to live and survive. Or imagine the toll of losing your job when you were about to retire. All this stress at a time of crisis can affect those who are already vulnerable with pre-existing health conditions.
3 months ago, while waiting for his doctor's appointment in Mumbai, Sanjay Kher sent a message to his boss. He wanted a few more days off to recover from his oral cancer surgery. Within minutes, his boss replied, telling him not to return to work. Reason was, of course, the financial crunch because of the pandemic. Till today, Sanjay has not received his final settlement and his savings are running out. I spoke to Sanjay about his future plan, and this is what he had to say.
I've been looking for jobs, part-time, full-time, anything, but I don't know if I will find one at this age and time.
He's right. Pivoting to new careers, which is an option open to millennials and post-millennials, isn't always available to those over the age of 50, despite them having a lot of experience. Recently, Saurav Das, the co-founder of Zeta Women, which is a professional and social platform that helps women and people from the queer community to find jobs, extended his services to older professionals. He says there are almost no jobs for the elderly in the market right now.
There are jobs in the market, but employers want young people who are ready to work for less salary. What employers don't realize is that older adults bring something very unique to the table. They have years of experience, a helpful attitude, and knowledge acquired from years of work.
There's another angle to this. Many people in the age of 50 or above are not sure if they should look for work, considering that older adults are at a higher risk of COVID-19.
Some people don't know where to start, and some are waiting for things to get better.
When the lockdown was first announced in March, 67-year-old Priya Sharma was asked to resign from her job. She had been working as a math teacher at a private school in Patna for almost 40 years. During our conversation on the landline, she said she's surviving on a monthly government pension of Rs. 400. I'm quoting her here. I have some savings, Pooja, but they won't last long. The thing is, a job is not just a means to earn. It's also about self-respect. It gave me a reason to wake up in the morning. Priya also pointed out something that is very prevalent these days. I'm quoting her here again. For people my age, it's hard to get work because people see us as a potential COVID risk. She's referring to the several studies that say older adults are at a more risk of contracting the virus as their immune systems are weaker. Priya is now desperately looking for a job. Vidya Jain said something very similar to me. She's 52 and has been working as an actor in Telugu films and advertisements for over 30 years. She hasn't had an assignment for over 4 months.
It's like we are staring at a black hole. And many are saying that work for people over the age of 50 will get lesser because they are more vulnerable to the virus. And I really do not know how I am going to survive.
Prasad says the government has to come to the rescue.
The government needs to step in, especially when traditional support systems of family and communities are under pressure. It should provide some sort of financial assistance besides giving adequate minimum pension to all. The government and all of society needs to recognize the elderly as having value. Only then can the proper response happen and the healing start.
Absolutely. All of us need to recognize and realize that the elderly don't belong in one corner of a room with many stories to tell and experiences to share. They're working professionals and we need to see them like that.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast. And I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Livemint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.